With SRN News, I'm John Scott. An official says one passenger survived. At least 240 people, though, were killed in an Air India flight that crashed. The dead include medical students who were in a college hostel when the plane hit that building. The Air India passenger plane, bound for London, with more than 240 people on board, crashed after takeoff in the northwestern city of Ahmedabad. President Trump concerned about a possible Israeli attack against Iran. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
The president said he continues to urge Israel to hold off from taking military action against Iran.
I don't want to say imminent, but it looks like it's something that could very well happen.
He said the U.S. goal in ongoing talks with Iran is straightforward.
Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon.
The president said he's concerned, though, a massive conflict could occur in the Middle East if no agreement is reached. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, it is being reported that Iran says it has built and will activate a third nuclear enrichment facility. Israel's government, whether there's a no-confidence vote.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government has survived an attempt to dissolve parliament early Thursday morning. Most of Netanyahu's ultra-Orthodox coalition partners joined him in voting against a bill that would have forced them to register for military service while Israel's military offensive rages in Gaza. The issue has long divided the Jewish-Israeli public. Israel's opposition had hoped that the public anger over the exemptions would help topple the government. The bill's failure means that no other bill to dissolve the Knesset can be submitted for at least 6 months, shoring up Netanyahu's coalition. I'm Karen Chavas.
And on Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow adding 65 points now, the NASDAQ composite up 32. More at srnnews.com. Americans weigh in on the morality of abortion.
The Gallup organization has been polling adults about whether or not it is morally acceptable for a woman to terminate her pregnancy. 49% of respondents say yes, abortion is moral, while 40% say no. Everybody else is undecided. Meanwhile, the poll finds the country about evenly split between those who call themselves pro-choice versus pro-life. Pro-choice gets 51% support, pro-life receives 43%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As transgender service members face a deadline to leave the military, hundreds are taking the financial bonus to depart voluntarily. Active duty service members have until Friday to identify themselves and begin to leave the armed forces voluntarily. The National Guard and Reserve have until July 7th. After that, the Pentagon will begin involuntary separations. This is SRN News. An Atlanta house whose home was wrongly raided by the FBI will get a new day in court.
The Supreme Court issued a unanimous opinion Thursday to revive the lawsuit. In 2017, an armed FBI SWAT team smashed in the family's front door and set off a flashbang grenade. They pointed guns at the couple as a 7-year-old boy screamed from another room before agents realized they were in the wrong house. The FBI team quickly apologized and left for the right place. Trina Martin and Toy Kliat filed a lawsuit against the federal government, but a lower courts tossed out the case after it found the couple could not sue over an honest mistake. The family's lawyers appealed to the Supreme Court, pointing to a pair of similar raids on wrong houses in 1974. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
A JetBlue flight landing at Boston's Logan International Airport has rolled off the runway and into the grass. No one on JetBlue Flight 312 was injured. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.